Companies at the sharp end of tariffs speak out. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. This is a big week for so many in the economy on Trade War Watch. President Trump is proposing adding more taxes on Chinese imports, another $300 billion worth of goods on top of the tariffs we already have. And hundreds of companies have been testifying at the Office of U.S. Trade Representative, USTR, this week on how they would be affected. If these new tariffs are approved, there would be higher import taxes on virtually everything we buy from China. Now, most, but not all, of the U.S. firms testifying are against the tariffs. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is following this from Washington, joins us live here. Nancy, what are these companies saying?
Well, many of them say it would be difficult to move their production out of China. Gail Ross is chief operating officer of the women's clothing manufacturer Crimson Clover, and she says the machinery they need does not exist in the U.S. After the hearing, she told us they could move their production to Vietnam, but it would take a while.
You can't just say, oh, you got to get everything out of China in 2 months. 18 to 24 months is kind of the minimum.
And David Ross also says if lots of U.S. companies move out of China because of the tariffs, there will be a lot of competition for suppliers in places like Vietnam, and small businesses like hers would have to scramble. The USTR also heard from Stephen Lang, and he's CEO of Moncherie Bridals. He says if U.S. companies stopped using Chinese factories, those factories would continue manufacturing, even copying what they made for the American firms, causing a dramatic rise in counterfeiting.
Retail is going to get slaughtered. Every time a retailer goes out of business, regardless of the product category, someone's going to pop up and take that place.
Nancy, who else was at this series of hearings?
Well, there was testimony from U.S. booksellers who print books in China, even boat manufacturers. Nicole Vassileros heads the National Marine Manufacturers Association. She says the boat industry got hit twice, first by aluminum tariffs, now with tariffs on equipment like fishing rods, floating docks, and even life jackets. Vassileros says those tariffs will get consumers' attention.
When you're going out to buy a life jacket and it's going to end up in a few months being 25% more expensive, I think you're going to hear a lot more consumers become aware of what the impact of these tariffs are.
Any testimony in favor of these import taxes?
Yes, there was. The Aluminum Association said the Chinese government unfairly subsidizes its aluminum industry and the tariffs would send a signal to Beijing that it needs to solve its overcapacity problem.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington. Markets now. The FTSE index in London up by less than 0.1%. Here, the S&P future is down 0.2%. Crude oil shot upward yesterday with the U.S.-Iran tensions and is staying up this morning, up another 1% at $57.66 a barrel in New York. Marketplace turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're going to go back to the 80s. Check out our mighty fine new thank you gifts that you can choose from when you become a Marketplace investor. Your donation, large or small, will help us keep bringing you the news and information you trust for years to come. Donate today at marketplace.org. Awkward question now. How often do you cry at work? A recent survey of American workers from a technology and health company called Ginger found that 48% of respondents say they have cried at work, often because of, yes, stress. This week, the new Marketplace podcast, This Is Uncomfortable, is exploring the complexity of this fraught subject. This Is Uncomfortable host, Rima Kreis, joins me now from Los Angeles. Hi, Rima.
Hey, David.
Can I just say, Rima, the subject today, this is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what is the data on why one might cry at work?
Well, usually it's not because, we don't usually cry because we're sad. It typically happens when we're feeling stressed or not heard or underappreciated or overwhelmed. You know, I spoke to Professor Kimberly Ellsbach at UC Davis, who's actually studied crying at work, and she puts crying to me this way.
One of the things I like to tell people that's very important to remember is that crying is not an emotion. It's just the expression of an emotion.
So she puts it in the same category as raising your voice or making an angry face.
If someone does cry at work and you're a coworker, what are you supposed to do?
You know, people's initial reaction, according to the research, to seeing others cry at work is to help. But the thing is, they often don't know how to help. So you know, internally, they get uncomfortable, which oddly enough, researchers say can lead to annoyance and then eventually anger. So they can get mad at the crier.
Which is especially the opposite of helpful.
Right. And I mean, oftentimes because it can be seen as disruptive or maybe in some cases as manipulative. And then there's a whole gender component to it, too. Right. Again, here's Kimberly Elsbach.
None of the women criers were perceived positively, and probably a majority of the male criers were perceived positively.
It's because women, you know, were already stereotyped as being overly emotional. So if we cry, it confirms that. But if a guy cries, it's seen as breaking from the norm, right? And that it should be celebrated. They're being in touch with their feelings.
All right. So you've been talking to the experts. Best practices. Should we cry at work as if we had control over this?
One school of thought says you should never cry at work. It's a career killer. And then others say the stigmas attached to crying at work are just another way to police women's behaviors in the workplace, and that we need to be able to bring all of ourselves, you know, emotional expression included, since we spend so much time there. I'm curious, David, have you cried at work?
I know what the right answer is. I'm not much of a crier. I mean, I'm being honest. However,
yeah.
I thought about this. The last time a tear rolled down my face at work was not because I was sad. Seriously, it was because I was watching a live stream of the two booster pods on Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket land in tandem. I was overwhelmed with emotion.
Aww.
Never thought I would live this long to see it.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, yeah, I got choked up. But what about you?
Oh, yeah, I have definitely cried at work. Not over Elon Musk's work. Sometimes it's been over work-related things, sometimes just because of life. In the podcast episode that airs this week, I actually mention some of the best places to cry in this workplace.
That is the host of the new podcast, This is Uncomfortable, Rima Kreis. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
You can subscribe for free to This is Uncomfortable wherever you get your podcasts. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Miguel Contreras. Our engineer is Brian Allison. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.